It's Thursday, the 26th of January, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Ithi Agnihotri Mulogar.
And I'm Kyle Kellums.
With us is Becca Bacon-Martin, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
We're confused all the time. And we have a good time with it, so it's okay. So, you need to go to Harrison tonight. That's the short of it.
About what, 2 hours from here?
Yeah.
From where we sit?
And if you can be there by 5:30 at the Boone County Library, you can hear Songs and Music of Robert Burns by the Crooked Creek Cayley Band. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a lot of fun.
It's free. Sorry. I see the spelling of C-E.
That's Cayley. C-E-I-L-I-D-H. And it's a Celtic word for party.
Okay. Why couldn't people just use party?
Well, because it's not Gaelic.
It's not Gaelic. That was Ithi just sinking down behind her microphone. We'll go on to a band called Carrie Nation and the Speakeasy.
That's a great name.
Okay.
From Kansas, oddly enough. Named after. Do you know who Carrie Nation is?
No, I know who Carrie Bradshaw is.
Carrie Nation
could not
count.
Be further apart. Carrie Nation was an abolitionist, not an abolitionist, but a prohibitionist, who lived for a bit in Eureka Springs.
Mm-hmm. And there's a Carrie Nation house in Eureka Springs. The band has nothing to do with prohibition, I'm pretty sure. They mix bluegrass and brass instruments for a sound they say blends punk, bluegrass, Dixieland, and circus tunes.
And where will they be?
10 o'clock tonight at, I'm turning the piece of paper, Smoke and Barrel Tavern in Fayetteville.
Starting at 10.
She can go.
All right. Tell me how it is.
Okay.
Becca Bacon-Martin is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.